Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you each week and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, but also the co-founder and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Actually, every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time, you can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can get them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in this glorious, beautiful, gorgeous day. Amen. Sun is shining. Nice breeze. Clear skies. Gonna be a good one today. Before we get into the word, we're gonna hear a song. Amen.
If you provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside, fill me up, God. If you
provide the fire,
Hallelujah. Less of me and more of you, God. Fill me up until I overflow. None of me and all of you, God. Hallelujah. That's a declaration this morning. None of me and all of you. Fill me up until I overflow. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We'll go ahead and get to the word, amen. Coming out of the book of St. John, 17th chapter. St. John, 17th chapter. We're going to start by reading verses 1 through 3. St. John, 17th chapter, verses 1 through 3. And it reads, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." I want to read verse 3 again. It says, "And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." The title of the message this morning is The Real Lord's Prayer. The Real Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, God, protecting us and keeping us in their care. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another day, God. Thank you for your new mercies that came with this day, God, and your all-sufficient grace to help us throughout whatever we will face, God. For you said that my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace, God. And Father, thank you for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to build us up, God, to make us ready to get our assignments, Father, to give us instruction, Father, to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, God. Your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, them who are captive and bound in what we call sin. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, God, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, God. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, God, to die on that cross, God, in our place. And thank you for allowing him to even go to hell for us, God, to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all of his power, God. And thank you, Father, for raising up Jesus on the third day with all power, conquering hell, death, the grave, sin. And thank you, Father, for receiving him into heaven with his precious, sinless blood. Thank you for Holy Spirit, God, his leading, his guidance, his counsel, his comfort, his quickening, Father. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father. Thank you for considering us, God, for creating us, God, for calling us your own. Now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God, that you will be glorified. Fill us up, God. None of us and all of you. Thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The real Lord's Prayer. We have been taught that the Lord's Prayer is when Jesus was giving the disciples an example, an outline of how to pray. One place is in Matthew, the sixth chapter. Matthew, the sixth chapter, beginning at the ninth verse, and it reads, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye." This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. It says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." But when we look at verse 9 again, it starts off by saying, after this manner, meaning just like this, meaning I'm giving you an example of how to pray. Not exactly what to pray, but how to pray. This is the guideline. This is the model. That's in chapter 6 in St. Matthew's. The other place is in St. Luke in chapter 11. St. Luke chapter 11. And I'm going to start at verse 1. And it reads, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place," he was already praying. And then it says, "When he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him," see, Jesus was already praying. And once he was done praying, once he finished, then one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So the key words are teach us to pray. And then verse 2 goes on to say, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father. He's explaining to them, first of all, when you pray, understand who you're praying to. Start off by saying, our Father. That's who you're praying to. You're praying to God, our Father. I want to say it again. You pray to God, our Father. No one else. I think that says enough. Only God, our Father. Then it goes on to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, as in earth. So, whatever goes on in heaven, that the same thing will go on in the earth. Give us this day. Give us day by day our daily bread. And how do we do that? Through his word. Jesus told Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's our daily bread. Our spirit needs the word of God as strength, as nutrients. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what strengthens our faith, the word of God. A lot of times, the first thing that some people hear is the TV, the radio, going straight to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, TikTok. Some people wake up and play video games about grown people, not children. Daily bread. What we feed our spirit. Will affect our lives. What we feed our spirit will affect our lives. They say the best meal of the day is breakfast. What's the first thing you eat in the morning? Not talking about in the natural. What's the first thing that you feed your spirit in the morning? It says, give us day by day our daily bread. and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Some people can't go on after that. Because as we go on back in St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, after Jesus had given them this outline of how to pray, he touched the word forgive again. In verse 14, he says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, Father will also forgive you." If. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's powerful. So the condition is if. If you forgive, then the Father will forgive. That's what this word just said. I'm going to read it again. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Gonna move on. Verse 4 of St. Luke 11 chapter says, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now, these two passages, St. Matthew's and St. Luke, has been said to be the Lord's Prayer. But they're not actually the Lord's Prayer. It's the Lord's guideline to prayer. The Lord's example of how to pray. The Lord's model of what a prayer should look like. But the Lord's actual prayer is in St. John, the 17th chapter. Going back to verse 1, it starts off by saying, "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven." So he at first acknowledged God, his Father in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him." Now, listen to this. Jesus is not speaking of himself in the natural. It's Jesus speaking, but he's not speaking of himself in the natural. Listen to what he says. He said in verse 2, "As thou hast given him power." He didn't say, "As thou hast given me power." But he's speaking in a sense of being in this earthly body, but living as the Son of God. Because he starts by saying, glorify thy Son. We are not who we see in the mirror. We are not who we see in the mirror. This is only an earthen vessel. A natural body that our spirits are using. See, I don't live as the son of NC and Diane. I live as the son of God, my Father, who art in heaven. Once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have transferred from the natural into the spiritual. That's the mindset. That's the mentality. That's the understanding that Jesus came to give us. To live in this just like he lived in heaven. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We need this earthly body. To walk around in. To actually do the natural things in this earth. But our mentality is to have the mind of Christ. That's what Jesus came to do. To give us the power to become the sons and daughters of God. But that power is supernatural. It says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Once we enter into Jesus Christ, we're no longer the same. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. no longer the same, can no longer operate in the natural. Everything becomes spiritual. That's why Jesus was able to do things that were unnatural, because he operated in the supernatural, raising people from the dead. That was unnatural. Healing people that were blind, that was unnatural. Healing people that had all these types of sicknesses and diseases that were incurable, that was unnatural. That's because he operated in the supernatural. So he's saying, God, glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. See, that's natural. The flesh is natural. But Jesus had power over all that was natural. He had supernatural power, heavenly power, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Each one of us are assigned to certain people. Each one of us are assigned to certain people. So this is who Jesus was praying for. He was praying for those particular people that God had assigned him to. In verse 3, he goes on to say, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee. So our first assignment to those people that we're assigned to is to make sure that they know God, our Father. We must introduce them to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. And then secondly, he said, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He didn't say Jesus of Nazareth. He said Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the one chosen as Lord and Savior, the Messiah. That's who he was referring to. So our first assignment is to introduce those who we're assigned to God, our Father. the only true God. And secondly, is to introduce them to Jesus Christ, the one he sent to be our Lord and Savior, the Messiah. Then it says in verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. We all have an assignment. We all have an assignment. And now, O Father, verse 5, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So he's asking God the Father to return him to the place, the status that he had before he entered this world. And where is that? Seated on the right hand of God. Because he said, I've finished the assignment that you've given me. I've introduced them to you, the only true God, and I've introduced them to Jesus Christ, the one who came to deliver us from sin and to save us from going to hell. That's the assignment, to deliver us from sin and to save us from going to hell. He said, I've completed that assignment. They now know who you are as the only true God. And they also know that you have sent Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. Now that that assignment is complete, receive me, adore me back to that place that I once had with you. Verse 6 says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Said, I've manifested your name. Whatever the need was, if it was healing, Jehovah Rapha, I've explained to them who you are as the Lord our way. Jehovah Shalom, I've explained to them who you are as the Lord our peace. Jehovah Jireh, I've explained to them who you are as the Lord our supplier. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. our protector, our conqueror, our champion. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. You will never leave nor forsake us. I'm glorifying your name, God, of who you are. And I've given them your word. The best way he gave it. Was by walking it out. Because Jesus is the Word of God. He walked it out before them. So they didn't just hear the word, but they saw it. So that's what we're to do. Not just speak the word, but to walk it out. Verse 7 says, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. That completed his assignment. They received the words that he gave them. And they believed that God sent him. So those that we're assigned to, they are to believe the words that God has given us to share with them. And believe that God sent us to them. That's our assignment. So that they will know the only true God. And our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he goes on to say, pray for them, those who you assigned me to. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are mine. This is the Lord's prayer. Praying for those who God had given him, who he was assigned to. Open their eyes, God. Reveal yourself to them. Let them see who you are. That they may know that you are the only true God. Help me, Father, to be the example that they may come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's the Lord's Prayer. The real Lord's Prayer. The real Lord's Prayer is Him praying for those He was assigned to. That's the real Lord's Prayer. Praying for those He was assigned to, that they may come to know God as the only true God. And that they may come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Verse 12 says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Glory to God. So those who you assigned to, when you notice a need in their lives, you keep them in God's name. Remind them of who He is. You see them suffering through something. You know God is Jehovah Jireh. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's the all-sufficient one. He will never let you down. Promises are already yes and amen. Just believe. Just trust Him. You know God is the Lord our healer, Jehovah Rapha. For by Jesus' stripes, you're already healed. He bore our sicknesses and diseases. He took on our infirmities. Just believe. Just trust in Him. You know God is our peace. He keeps them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee. That's who He is. Just trust Him. Just believe in Him. See, we're reminding them, we're keeping them we're helping them to keep their mind stayed on God and His word. That's why He said, I've glorified Your name. I've kept them in Your name, God. And verse 13 says, and now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them Thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as because we're different. We shouldn't look like the world. We shouldn't sound like the world. We shouldn't act like the world. Because we are not of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how is that? Through his word. See, as long as people are listening to the world, they're being conformed to the world. But Isaiah asked a question in chapter 61. Whose report will you believe? Let God be true and every man be a liar. God's word is true. We can stand on God's word. Nothing compares to the word of God. This is the real Lord's Prayer. Praying for those who he was assigned to, that they will know the only true God. And that they will know Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The real Lord's Prayer. Father, thank you for your Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us of our assignments. Help us, Father, to walk out our assignments in this earth, to be the example to those you've assigned us to, that your name may be glorified, Father. They may come to know you as the only true God, and that they may come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. I thank you and I praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The real Lord's Prayer. Praying for those who God has assigned you to, that they may come to know God as the only true God and Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, love you. God bless you. Talk to you next. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.